Well, two things on this, Jack. I mean, of course, the Civil War was about slavery. We know that. That's the easy part of it. What I was saying was, what does it mean to us today? What it means to us today is about freedom. That's what that was all about. It was about individual freedom. It was about economic freedom. It was about individual rights. Our goal is to make sure, no, we never go back to the stain of slavery. But what's the lesson in all of that? That we need to make sure that every person has freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do and be anything they want to be without anyone or government getting in the way. That was the goal of what that was at. Yes, I know it was about slavery. I'm from the South. Of course you know it's about slavery. But let's go to the second point of this. The second point of this is, why did this happen? Jack, the media has yet to connect the dots. First of all, I am the only candidate that Biden and the Democrats are running billboard ads against in Iowa. If you watch my town halls, this happened in my entire last swing, it'll happen this swing. Biden and the Democrats keep sending Democrat plants to do things like this to get the media to react. We know when they're there. We know what they're doing. Why is Biden doing that? Why isn't he doing it to any other candidate? It's because he knows I defeat him by double digits. It's also because they know they want to run against Trump. They're trying to help Trump. They've tried to help Trump this whole time. I mean, whether it's the Colorado Supreme Court, whether it's the other court cases, whether it's the fact that they're now hitting me, why is it that they're doing this? See this for what it is. They get that Trump and Biden are head-to-head on a good day. Trump may be up by 2 points, 4 points in the margin of error. In every single one of those same polls, I'm up by double digits. The Wall Street Journal showed me beating Biden by 17 points. So, yes, I'll answer this question today, and we'll keep responding to it. And the reason this happens is because in our town halls, I answer every question. And they are planning them there, and I'm going to answer those questions. And so this is just part of what's going to continue to happen.
Let me ask you this, Nikki Haley Live, Good Morning New Hampshire, The Pulse of an Age, Jack Heath, CJ, and for J-Doc. Governor, last night, this one individual, you say you know when they come. I guess you're saying they're Democrat plants that are coming there to kind of ask you a question to make some news or edit a certain way. My question is, this one individual last night, according to some reports, you said, well, you don't come with an easy question or anything, I mean, and then you went on to ask him, the questioner, what he thought caused the Civil War. He said, I'm not running for president. I wanted to see your view on the cause of the Civil War. I guess my question is, did you know last night when you were being asked by this one individual that it was, you're saying a Democrat plant, or did you think it was just a typical New Hampshire voter?
No, it was definitely a Democrat plant. That's why I said, what does it mean to you? And if you notice, he didn't answer anything. The same reason he didn't tell the reporters what his name was. The same reason he went and showed the guy that he was with the tweet that went up after he did it. We see these guys when they come in. We know what they're doing. And we know from the second they ask the question. If you look at the last swing I did in New Hampshire, there was one at every single town hall. This is what they do. And I'm trying to turn the questions back on them. In this case, this is what happened. But yeah, this is what they're doing. And so if you notice, he didn't mention anything about slavery. He didn't talk about it because that wasn't the intent. That was never his intent. But regardless, I want to nip it in the bud. Yes, we know the Civil War was about slavery. But more than that, what's the lesson in all of this? Mm-hmm. That freedom matters. And the individual rights and liberties matter for all people. That's the blessing of America. That was a stain on America when we had slavery, but what we want is never relive it, never let anyone take those freedoms away again.
Let me ask you this, Governor Haley. Yesterday I had on my show Corey Lewandowski, New Hampshire resident, still a political confidant and contact, if you will, or confidant of former President Donald Trump. And when I asked Lewandowski about your tightening poll numbers here, if he does, believe it, is it now a two-person race? And how well do you think, I asked Lewandowski, how well do you think Nikki Haley's going to do here in New Hampshire? He said, in essence, I'll paraphrase for you because I'm not a Democrat plant. I'm just a host of my own show. He said he thinks Trump will still win, but He says, I think Nikki Haley's going to do well and get some delegates out of the New Hampshire primary and go on. He predicted Governor DeSantis might drop out after Iowa, but he very much conceded he really thought it was a two-person race. He did say if you were to win New Hampshire, the primary, and upset the president here, meaning the former president, because he's such a big poll lead, he still said Trump is in better position to go on to other contests, including your former home state. So I guess the question is, are these polls tightening that much? And what's the reason for them? And do you have enough time, if these polls are even half accurate, the previous ones, to catch Donald Trump here? Governor Sununu said on my show recently, he thinks you can win the primary. What do you think, Governor Haley?
Well, I think that, yes, they're tightening. I think that, look, the people in the Granite State are paying attention. They're starting to really focus on what's at hand. I think you've got a couple of things. I think that, yes, you know, everybody sees the polls. That's the reason Trump's running ads against us in New Hampshire, is because he sees what we see. But I think it's more than that. I think that the people of New Hampshire, this is the live free or die state. And what they want is the same thing I want. Let's make it a live free or die country. I was, thrilled to have the endorsement of Chris Sununu. I was thrilled to get the endorsement of Americans for Prosperity, the biggest conservative, freedom-loving grassroots organization in the country. But it's because people want a new generational leader. They don't want to deal with baggage. They don't want to deal with the negativity. And they want to win in November. I mean, think about what a 17-point win does in a general election. That's a mandate. That's bigger than just the presidency. That's every governorship. That's the Senate. That's the House. That's a mandate to get our economy back on track and get this inflation down. That's a mandate to make sure our kids are reading again and getting our schools back to the basics. That's a mandate to secure our border, no excuses. And that's a mandate to make sure that we bring law and order back to our country and have a strong America right. That makes Americans proud. That's our goal, and I think that's what the people of New Hampshire see and want.
Before I let you go, Governor Nikki Haley live, Good Morning Hampshire, the Pulse of an H on this Thursday morning. You mentioned the border just a moment ago. You've seen reports. There are as many as 8,000 migrants headed to the southern border expecting asylum to come into this country. The governor of Texas is doing all he can. We had a high-level meeting yesterday with authorities in Mexico trying to stem this flow of migrants coming into this country. If it were President Nikki Haley and you were president, now at this time, what would you be doing differently to stop the flow of the migrants into this country by the thousands? And what is the Biden administration not doing?
It's a complete dereliction of duty. The only reason the Biden administration is starting to move now is because of the perception, not because they think they need to stop the flow. I would immediately make sure that we go back to what I did in South Carolina, do a national E-Verify program, require businesses to prove that the people that are in this country are here legally, add 25,000 more Border Patrol and ICE agents on the ground and let them do their job. Defund sanctuary cities so that there are no safe havens in this country for any illegal immigrants. Make sure that we go back to the Remain in Mexico policy so that no one steps foot on U.S. soil to begin with. That's hugely important. And instead of catch and release, we go to catch and deport. We've got to start sending them back because that's the only way we're going to show them we mean business. Otherwise, the incentive to keep coming is there. And we, America right now, is acting like it's September 10th. We better remember what September 12th felt like. It only takes one. Last month, 250,000 illegal immigrants came to the border. 17 of them were on the terrorist watch list. It takes one.
Yeah.
We have to stop this and do whatever it takes to stop at southern and northern border.
And then finally, are you today, I think you're still in the Granite State, what, is Plymouth in the works today or...?
Oh, we're going to have so much fun today. I hope everybody will join us. We're going to be in North Conway. We're going to be in Plymouth. We're going to go to Lebanon. I think tomorrow we're going to be in Dubuque. And we are going to, Dubuque, Iowa. Tomorrow we're going to be in Concord. So we are doing a big swing. We were in Berlin last night in the North Country. So, we're here. We're going to keep fighting till the very end. We have a country to save, and we look forward to seeing every Granite Stater out there. So go to NikkiHaley.com and join us at any of our events.
All right, Governor Nikki Haley joining us live. Good Morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an H on this Thursday. Happy New Year. Thank you. Catch you real soon on the other
happy
side.
Happy New Year. Take care. Thanks, Jack.
All right, and again, some news if you're not really familiar with it. And of course,